is Miss Juliet Painter, and she's receiving her PhD at Emory University, the same department, Department of Behavioral Sciences and Health Education. And her presentation is on the educational attainment has protective value against STIs among young adult African American women.
How's everyone doing today? Hi. My name is Julia Painter, and I am a doctoral student at Emory University, and I'm working with Dr. Wingood, who presented on the first two presentations, and Ralph, who's back there, and LaShun also helped out on this presentation. And so the title of my presentation is Educational Attainment Has Protective Value Against STIs Among Young Adult African American Women. And it does, but there are some interesting relationships that emerge with the protective value, and I will go into those in the presentation. I have no relationships to disclose. Oh, sorry. As you've heard from our previous two presenters, African American women are disproportionately affected by HIV/AIDS and STIs. In 2004, HIV was the leading cause of death for African American women aged 25 to 34 years of age. Having an STI is a problem because the presence of certain STIs can increase the chance of both contracting HIV and spreading HIV to others. What we haven't heard about in the previous two presentations is information about the educational achievement gap, which also disproportionately affects African Americans. In fact, fourth graders in low-income communities are already three grade levels behind their peers. Approximately 50% of them will graduate from high school, and only 1 in 10 will graduate from college. High school dropouts suffer a range of disparate outcomes, including a wage gap. College graduates will earn, over a lifetime, approximately $1 million more than their peers who do not graduate from high school. High school dropouts are also three times more likely than college graduates to be unemployed and two times more likely to slip into poverty. So higher educational attainment can have benefits financially, but it's also been shown to have benefits for health outcomes. Higher educational attainment has been identified as a protective factor for health issues like smoking, being overweight, decreased physical activity, and cancer mortality. It's been argued that reducing educational disparities could potentially reduce health disparities as well. The purpose of this study was to look at the association between educational attainment and STI/HIV risk factors among young adult African American women. And my goal was to look at among African American females in this age group, 18 to 30, it's actually 18 to 29, with varying levels of educational attainment, to identify patterns of clinically diagnosed STI, sexual risk behaviors, and psychosocial mediators of HIV risk. The data for this study came from Dr. Wingood's STARS study, which you heard about in her first talk, and I was only looking at the baseline data. So before the women were randomized to get the intervention, the STARS intervention, or the control, they completed a baseline survey. So this data analysis is cross-sectional with baseline data from the STARS study. The sample is African American women aged 18 to 29. I apologize again, I had 18 to 30. And the sample size was 848. As Dr. Wingood mentioned earlier, they were recruited from three Kaiser Permanente centers in Atlanta, Georgia. Data collection consisted of a survey, the computer-assisted survey that you heard about previously that included psychosocial, demographic, and behavioral measures. And Dr. Wingood's study also collected biological indicators to test for STIs. And so those were laboratory-confirmed swabs for trich, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HPV. So the main predictor variable, the main independent variable looked at in this assessment was educational attainment. On the survey, the question was, what was the last grade that you have completed in school? I collapsed it into four categories that I thought were meaningful when discussing health outcomes. So the categories we have, and remember, the minimum age is 18. So everyone who is 18 should at least have a high school education. So the categories were having less than high school education, high school graduation, some college, college or greater, college graduate including in grad school. I also controlled for age and receipt of public assistance. The dependent outcome variables, the first one was having an STI, like we talked about earlier, clinically diagnosed CHIC, chlamydia, gonorrhea, or HPV. The other outcomes were sexual health risk behaviors, including having older partners, multiple sex partners, inconsistent condom use with casual partners, and risky partners, like Dr. Crittenden just discussed. Also looked at gender-based violence outcomes, having ever experienced verbal abuse from a male sex partner, physical abuse from a male sex partner, or unwanted sex from a male sex partner. And finally, looked at outcome, the psychosocial mediator outcomes, including STI knowledge, communication frequency, perceived sexual relationship options, perceived barriers to condom use, and self-efficacy or confidence in one's ability to ask their partner to get tested for an STI. So just to describe the sample briefly, just a little over 10%, 11.2% had not completed high school. Approximately a quarter of the sample, 25.6%, had graduated from high school. The majority of the sample, 42%, had completed some college, 17.3% had graduated from college, and only 3.9% had completed some graduate school. Because so few of the women in the study had completed some graduate school, they were combined with the women who graduated college for further analyses. And so the category becomes having graduated from college or higher. All right, let's look at the results. So what this table shows you is the results of a logistic regression analysis for the dichotomous outcomes of having an STI or not, or engaging in risky behaviors or not. Not having graduated from high school, so less than high school is the reference group for this analysis. I apologize because in the title of the table, or on the lines, it says B and then parentheses 95% confidence interval. It should say odds ratio. It's actually the exponentiated beta. So these are actually odds ratios. And so first let's talk about what was not significant. So we see that increasing educational attainment was not significantly associated with having older partners or multiple partners in the past 6 months. However, having a college degree or greater was highly significantly associated with decreased odds of having an STI present. Graduating from high school, having some college, and graduating from college were all significantly associated with decreased odds of having multiple partners in the past 12 months. Graduating from college or higher was associated with decreased odds of inconsistent condom use with a casual partner, and having at least some college was significantly associated with engaging in sex with a risky partner. Now, I'd like to talk about the trends, because although not all levels of educational attainment demonstrated significant associations with risk outcomes, interesting trends still emerged. What we see here is that even though all the relationships weren't significant, we see the trends for all the outcomes in the expected direction. So increased educational attainment in each of these cases goes hand in hand with the decreased odds of having an STI or engaging in the risk behaviors. So for example, remember, the reference group here is not having a high school education or not fully graduating from high school. So when we're looking at the first bar graph, which is having an STI, the odds of having an STI if you have graduated from high school are 0.85. So that means you have a 15% reduction in your chance of having an STI if you've graduated from high school. You have a 43% reduction in your odds of having an STI if you have some college education, and you have a 73% reduction in your odds of having an STI if you have a college graduation or higher. And that pattern holds across all of these behaviors, even though each of the relationships may not be statistically significant. I also looked at the relationship between educational attainment and gender-based violence outcomes. The outcomes explored were verbal abuse from a male sex partner, physical abuse from a male sex partner, and unwanted sex from a male sex partner. The only outcome that was statistically significant was graduating from college was significantly associated with decreased odds of unwanted sex from a male sex partner. We get a more interesting trend here. And keep in mind, the reference group is not having graduated from high school. So when we're looking at physical abuse and unwanted sex, each of those, each level of educational attainment is still somewhat protective for having, or protective from the abuse, but not necessarily significantly so. Although what's interesting here is that the trends are kind of fuzzy with as to whether high school graduation or some college are, you know, more protective. And so that's somewhat interesting, but in general, we're looking at trends where it's still protective compared to not having graduated from high school. In terms of the psychosocial variables, what we see in this table is that this is linear regression because the outcomes are continuous. And so what we see here is that educational attainment We see that having some college education and having graduated from college or more are positively associated with increased STI knowledge. There weren't really any significant findings for communication frequency, but we see that having graduated from college is negatively associated with reduced perceived sexual relationship options. We see that graduating from high school, having some college, and graduating from college are all significantly associated with reduced condom barriers. And we see that all three levels of educational attainment are significantly associated with increased self-efficacy to ask a partner to get tested for an STI. So what does this tell us overall? Controlling for age and public assistance in a sample of African-American women, so pretty much controlling for age, receipt of public assistance, gender, and race, educational attainment alone was significantly associated protectively with having an STI, with decreased odds of engaging in risky sexual behavior with multiple partners, inconsistent condom use with casual partners, engaging in sex with risky partners, and unwanted sex. Educational attainment was also associated with increased STI knowledge, greater perceived relationship options, fewer condom barriers, and increased self-efficacy in asking partners to get an STI test, particularly having graduated from college or having some grad school. And although all the relationships were not necessarily statistically significant, clear patterns emerged in the relationship between educational attainment and STI and HIV risk outcomes. So these findings suggest that educational attainment may be a significant protective factor for prevalent STIs, risky sexual behavior, and unwanted sex among young adult African American women. These findings do support reducing disparities in educational achievement as a means of reducing disparities in STI and HIV risk. I would like to acknowledge Dr. Wingood and Dr. DiClemente, who are my mentors, and Dr. Wingood, PI on the grant. I'd also like to acknowledge the BC PhD students for being extremely supportive and helpful and wonderful. I would like to acknowledge the STAR study participants, this data came from, and the NIH and CIFAR for their grant funding of this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have one more presenter.